Welcome to English Harmony Podcast, where the English fluency expert Robbie Kukurs will teach you how to speak fluent English and become a more confident foreign English speaker.
Hi guys, cool boys and girls, and welcome back to Robbie's English Harmony video blog. Welcome back to the new year, 2016. Today is the 6th of January, and I hope that you've gotten back into the normal rhythm after all the New Year's festivities and everything. Now, what I wanted to tell you today is that even though you might be experiencing severe English fluency issues, even though you might feel at this particular moment in time as if your English is the worst English possible, that your fluency is total crap and that you're useless as an English speaker, bear in mind that there's always someone worse off than you. And please, don't get me wrong, I'm not trying to laugh at people whose English is like really bad, right? All I'm saying is that the very fact of you being aware that you're not the worst should give you that little bit of confidence boost, that little bit of comfort to carry you through those rough patches of your English fluency, so to speak, right? And for instance, I've been going through a bad English fluency stage lately. For the last 2 days or so, my English fluency is not what it used to be, even a week ago or so, but I'm fine. I'm totally fine with that, because I know for a fact there's so many people speaking worse than me, and I'm not the worst among them. So that alone comforts me, and I just don't worry about it that much. You know, and even though you might think now, you might be listening to me and thinking, hold on, what's Robbie talking about? Like, his English is perfect. It's far from the truth, my friends. Lately, I've been catching myself making mistakes and all that kind of thing, which wasn't the case even like 3 or 4 days ago, you know. But everyone experiences these fluency fluctuations. Everyone, including me. I'm no exception to the rule. So despite the fact that I've been running this blog for a good number of years, despite the fact that I'm teaching my own students via Skype, one-to-one fluency coaching, basically, that's what it is. Despite all that, I still experience slight fluency fluctuations and dips, basically deviations from my normal fluency level. And the only thing I can suggest is, my friends, don't take it too personal. Sure, you can't take it. You cannot take it personal, because it is a personal thing by its nature, but don't take it so seriously. Just like I said, realize and be fully aware of the fact that there's always someone worse off than you, and that you're not the worst. Okay, and that, just like I said, should give you that little bit of extra confidence to keep practicing and keep improving your English. Okay, so that was today's message to you, my friends. And you have any questions, obviously, please post them in the comment section below. Thanks for watching, and chat to you soon. Bye-bye.